You know the music, you know it's Thursday, so that can only mean one thing here at WEMU. It's time for Cinema Chat, your regular feature here on 89.1 WEMU, and it is kind of the mark of a new era. I am Matt Hobson. Now that David Fair has retired, I will be taking his hosting duties for today, and pretty much for the interim at this point, but one thing is still remaining. Nick Aldering from Archie Arts is here to give us all the movie news. Nick, welcome for a new dawn era of Cinema Chat.
Thank you so much, Matt. It is an honor to be here, to be part of this new era.
Yes, but one thing we are certainly honored of, we got to congratulate Dave and Russ. They did a great final send-off for Cinema Chat last week. You probably saw the picture. Russ commemorated the moment with a tie-dye shirt for his Grateful Dead, and they also had the Darth Vader helmet, and they made it through in one piece on just that one picture alone. But
it was a delightful conversation.
It was. You know, looking back when they had to talk about, you know, how do you guys got through 9/11, how they got through the pandemic, and so many important moments in American history that the movies can certainly play a part in that. They were such a great team. We will certainly honor their legacy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, indeed. So congratulations to them, Dave. We hope you are enjoying Russ. You and Russ are both enjoying your retirement. Down to business, and there is one big movie coming out for all the kiddies. If they already had their Toy Story 5 fixed, now they got this coming up.
It's Minions and Monsters, now playing in multiplexes. It opened last night. This is the rambunctious, ridiculous, and totally true story of how the Minions conquered Hollywood, became movie stars, lost everything, unleashed monsters onto the world, and then band together to try and save the planet from the mayhem they had just created. And so this is, of course, part of the Minions franchise, or part of the Despicable Me franchise.
It's the Minions franchise, let's face it. They were the stars of the show. That's why they got their own movies, movies of their own.
And this one features a voice cast of Allison Janney, Christoph Waltz, Jeff Bridges, Jesse Eisenberg, and many more.
Yeah, many more. I heard one of those many more people is some guy named George Lucas. He actually makes a cameo in this movie. Spoiler alert, but that is the big news out of this.
Yeah, really curious what that's all about. But
well, it's a Hollywood feature, so he's probably like, he's like, you know, maybe I'll pitch these guys a movie. See, he's like, hey, you want to be in next Star Wars? They'll be like, whatever they say.
On a different front, there's a film opening this tomorrow at the Michigan called Camp, and this is a micro-budget feature from up-and-comer Avalon Fast. It's about haunted by the guilt of two devastating childhood tragedies. Emily is sent to a camp for troubled youth, where working as a counselor offers her a chance at healing. Embraced by other counselors, she begins to imagine a future free from the burden from the burden she's carried for years, but a mysterious voice from surrounding woods keeps calling her home, threatening to unravel her newfound peace.
Why are camps so scary?
Yeah, it's a summer camp film, and there's also some witchcraft involved in this one.
No guys with hockey masks or anything like that running around?
Okay. I don't think it's quite a horror film, but you know, it's kind of following along with those
a little more
tropes.
Psychological to it. And here's something interesting. Usually, directors wait about a year, maybe a decade or two, to release a new version of the movie. But this guy, he just couldn't wait. Yeah. He only waited 2 weeks.
Yeah, striking while the iron is hot for sure. There's a new edition of Backrooms that opens this Friday at the Michigan. This is the film that has made waves in the cinema landscape, and now this new edition this weekend includes 15 minutes of new theatrically exclusive post-credit bonus footage from director Kane Parsons, who's only 20 years old. But the plot, a strange doorway appears in the basement of a furniture showroom, and this is adapted from the viral online sensation starring Renate Runciv and Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Gotta give credit, only 20 years old, and you already got a big hit, and it's like, okay, here's my director's cut. And
yeah, that's right.
And Girls Like Girls, what's this all about?
Yeah, this opens this Friday at the State, and we're showing it for just 1 week only. And this is based on writer-director Hayley Kiyoko's hit single and best-selling novel of the same name, and featuring all new music from Kiyoko. Girls Like Girls is a heartfelt coming-of-age story set over the course of one summer-drenched summer, where new girl in town, Coley, falls in love for the first time while learning to accept herself along the way.
Yeah, and on top of that, you have another real heartfelt story, a real story of resilience playing at the State this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Could you fill this in on this one?
So there we have Jackass Best and Last also opening this Friday. Friday at the State. It's been in multiplexes for about a week or so, but we have some room, so we're fitting it in. The latest of this franchise, watching guys hurt themselves.
Yes, and they've been doing it for 20 years. I mean, I've watched these guys. I'm like, you know, how are these guys still doing
it? Right, it's impressive that they're all still standing.
Yeah, pretty much. Or standing in a metaphorical sense. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Yes, this is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson, your new interim host here with Nick Alderink, and we have to say happy birthday to a comedy legend this week.
That's right. Mel Brooks turned 100 years old last
Sunday. And he's still kicking.
It's
amazing, man. This guy blows me away.
Yeah, and so we're having a short a retrospective of his work for the next couple months with Blazing Saddles on tonight at 7 o'clock. In order to ruin a Western town and steal their land, a corrupt politician appoints a black sheriff who promptly becomes the most formidable adversary, from writer-director Mel Brooks, of course, who he co-wrote this film with Richard Pryor, and stars Cleavon Little, Gene Wilder, Harvey Korman, Madeline Kahn, Slim Pickens, and Mel Brooks shows up himself as well.
Yes, indeed. And I just read earlier that in honor of his 100th birthday, the American Film Institute says, like, okay, we are officially naming Blazing Saddles the funniest movie of all time.
Well,
who can argue with that?
Yeah, well deserved. I'm so excited. I'm going to be at this screening, and it's going to be a joy to watch this with a group of people.
I bet it is. And we have another camp movie involved. Yeah. This one goes back to the 1980s, or like the dawn of the camp sleepaway movies.
Yeah. This is called Sleepaway Camp. It's from 1983. It'll be playing tomorrow at 9:30, part of our late night classic series. And through the next couple months, we're celebrating what we're calling Summerween. So for the next couple months, we're playing summer focused horror films.
I see.
And in this film, Bunks and Showers are a mad stabber's beat at a summer camp strictly for teens. And this is a cult classic that launched four official sequels, and even a remake has been announced being released by Kenan Thompson's production company.
Kenan Thompson of Saturday Night Live,
right,
the longtime veteran.
Well,
it's going to be interesting his take on this. And and also, on Friday night, you have the definitive summer classic adventure film on 35mm film. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark. It'll be playing tomorrow at 7 o'clock. In 1936, archaeologist Indiana Jones is tasked by Army intelligence to help locate a legendary ancient power, the Ark of the Covenant, before the Nazis get it first. And so, of course, this is Steven Spielberg, written by George Lucas and Lawrence Kasdan, a U of M alum.
I was just going to say that.
And starring Harrison Ford, Karen Allen, and John Rhys-Davies. This is another great film to see.
Once again, proving it's not the years, it's the mileage. Yeah. There you go. And also this weekend, on our 4th of July, a movie that probably would not exist if Raiders of the Lost Ark would not have been made.
Yeah, it's a national treasure. The 2004 film, you have two chances to catch it. We'll be playing it on 4th of July at 1 o'clock. But say if you have plans during that time, you'll have another screening on Sunday at 4:30. So this is about a historian who races to find the legendary Templar treasure before a team of mercenaries. You got Nick Cage, Justin Bartha, Diane Kruger, Sean Bean, John Voight, and Harvey Keitel. It's if you think your kids are maybe too young to see Indiana Jones, this is the great great gateway into that.
Yeah, also a good historic, a little bit more about the Declaration of Independence that may or may not happen. And what can we say? Nicolas Cage himself is a national treasure. Yeah, let's face it. I mean, where would Hollywood be without such a character?
Yeah.
And also kind of something I consider just about as American as the flag and fireworks. Yeah. Baseball.
And we're showing Bad News Bears. This is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, and you can catch it on Sunday at 1:30, part of our summer classic series. This is about an aging, down on his luck ex-minor league coach who coaches a team of misfits in an ultra-competitive California title league. This has got Walter Matthau and Tatum O'Neill. Tatum O'Neill was only 11 years old, but already had an Oscar under her
belt. That's amazing.
As did Walter Matthau.
Yeah, and really, Bad News Bears has quite a legacy to it. I think they made a TV show out of it. Then Billy Bob Thornton did his own remake of that. And this is just one of those movies like, okay, I'm going to see it at some form at some point. If you just love baseball, you've been to seeing your kids, try their best. And part of the Art House Revival series, another classic, you guys are going to show Cabaret.
Yeah, Cabaret on Tuesday at 7. Throughout July, we're celebrating musicals, and this one set in 1931 Berlin. American cabaret singer Sally Bowles, played by the great Liza Minnelli, meets British academic Brian Roberts, played by Michael York.
No less great.
Yeah, and despite Brian's uncertainty about his sexuality, the two become lovers. Their relationship is upended by the arrival of the wealthy playboy Maximilian von Huhn, played by Helmut Grimm. As the rise of the Nazi Party and collapse of the Weimar Republic cast a growing shadow over their lives.
Is singing and dancing encouraged in the aisles?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, why not? Liza Minnelli will certainly get you into that mood. Yeah. And for you anime lovers, you got something coming up in about a week or so.
Yeah, Tales from the Earthsea. This is a 2006 film, part of the Studio Ghibli catalog. We'll play Wednesday at 7 o'clock. In the land of Earthsea, a mysterious force threatens to plunge humanity into destruction and chaos, and a powerful wizard named Sparrowhawk seeks the source of his world's imbalance, and along the way rescues a runaway princess named Aaron. And this is from director Gorō Miyazaki, who is the son of the great Hayao Miyazaki.
I was just going to ask if they were related, but now I know.
We'll be presenting in Japanese with English subtitles, and this is just their second in a long next couple months. A lot of Studio Ghibli titles coming along as well.
And you got a great list to look forward to. And still continuing, last week's big box office hit was Supergirl. You guys got that at the state right now?
That's right. Yeah. And we also got Disclosure Day. If you need more Spielberg in your life, we got you covered.
You can never have too much Spielberg in your life. You know, the classics and the new stuff, it's all good. The man is just... What would movies be without him?
Absolute treasure, for sure.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. And you guys got anything special for 4th of July weekend? Something for everyone to come by? Or
we're showing movies, and it's going to be a hot weekend. And we got the air conditioner primed, and we'll be ready for you.
Excellent. Well, Nick, thanks a lot for coming in, and let's do this again next week.
All right, see you, Matt.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And thank you to all who tuning in to Cinema Chat. I am Matt Hobson. Thank you so much. I'm honored to fill in for David Fair for the interim as he enjoys his retirement. This is 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti, and this is Cinema Chat. We'll see you next week.